Hello friends, this chapter is dealing with the current state of art reward systems which is being followed in technology and knowledge-based companies. When we talk about reward systems, usually, as I have told you in the earlier slides also, is monetary. That's what is the first thing that comes to people's mind. Now here we are talking about technology and knowledge economy, wherein in today's world, you find that everything is based internet, IoT, we call it Internet of Things. So everything is net-based, everything is digital. And the people who are working are the people who are working with computers and desktops and laptops and devices, right? So the nature of that work has got certain types of nuances, certain types of quality as compared to somebody who was working in a non-knowledge-based economy. My generation, when I started the career, when I became an engineer and I started my career, we did not have these computers and all this electronic medium. So we were doing things manually, and the nature of our work was also very different. What we were doing on a day-to-day basis. For example, in a production unit those days, we used to actually have in the factory, there was machines. Production used to take place. We used to note them down, give it to the office. They used to type it out on a typewriter, and the reports used to come. Not always. Sometimes we had to write it on with our own hand with carbon copies. Today, a production unit which is manufacturing has manufacturing units. The machines itself are ultra modern. They're faster machines. They're robotically driven. And whatever results you want to have in terms of production output, automatically it is fed to the net. One doesn't have to do any recording with the hand. Just to give you a very simple example. Right? Now, you will agree that the type of engineers those days who were working in those shop floor, they had a different idea of reward systems, whereas today the reward systems should be different. One of the major difference between the manufacturing economy and the knowledge-based economy is, in the manufacturing economy, most of the time it was basically physical work. In the knowledge-based economy, it's more of mental work. There's a mental drain to your system. Whereas those days it was a physical drain, predominantly. Now, this being the case, there's a lot of mind-related things that have to be understood when you design a reward system. A relaxation, a stress management program, something to do with, let's say, a yoga or something, wherein the type of work that you're doing in a knowledge-based economy is having a very high degree of burnout. People burn out very fast. So I've got to give them a reward system in such a way that they're working, at the same time burnout doesn't take place, and for all the mental intellectual capital they're using, they should be feeling it is worth it. Okay, now that is where this comes from, right? Now, let's see what the learning objectives are to gain an understanding of the rewards in the knowledge-based economy. What sort of rewards are there in this type of economy, in this type of companies? Gain an understanding of the use of social media for driving records, rewards and recognition programs. Understand the importance of recognition over pay. The structure and the contents of the chapter will be the reward strategies in knowledge economy, use of social media for driving rewards and recognition programs, reward linked to the organization performance, importance of recognition for employees more than the pay. Let's start off by talking about reward strategies in knowledge-based economy research by Snack Nation. A company, Snack Nation, has done a research, and the findings of the research are put in the slides, this one and the next one. Companies with happy employees outperform competition by 20%. Common knowledge today, right? Happy employees are 12% more productive. 67% of full-time employees who have access to free food at work are extremely happy and very happy at their current job. This may not be true in every company, but this is one of the findings. It points to the fact that certain things, which is not only money, makes people happier, makes people motivated. That's what this report is saying, right? Happy sales employees sell 37% higher. 36% of employees are ready to give up 5,000 per annum salary to be happier at work. Continuing further, employees with best colleagues and partners are 7 times more engaging in work. Factors for job satisfaction, job security, opportunities to use skills and abilities and financial ability of their organization. If these factors are taken care of, you'll find that people are job satisfied according to this report. Happy employees take 10 times less sick leave. Obviously, when I'm happy, I feel like coming to the office, my toxic thinking, my toxic levels are all come down. I won't fall sick. I won't feel job dissatisfaction. And so I'll be taking less of leave. Only 40% employees are happy with the rewards and the recognition program of the organization. How social media helps a recognition? Today we are in the world of social media. Anybody and everybody who gets a small award is posting in the Facebook or the LinkedIn. Have you noticed that? Now, it's a bit of an overdoing going on, according to me. What we are seeing is every award and reward is being posted. We are not discussing that. Here we are talking about how to use the social media in a very much responsible, impactful way. Now, the social media has come and is thriving in a very, very big way. And social media, the reach is to people even beyond the organization, the company, to the people in society, to your friends, etc. So imagine that you've got a reward and then your reward is being posted in the social media, in the Facebook or in the Twitter or maybe in LinkedIn by the company saying that so-and-so this employee has got this. So naturally the company's backing is there. On their page they are putting it. So what happens is you start getting a good recognition, you feel nice about it. So many friends are reading it. So many people give you likes, they give their comments, etc. It feels good. Now that's come to stay now, right? Now let's see what the slide is saying us. Recognize often social media real-time immediacy helps us to recognize everyday success. Today I've done something good. Immediately I post it in the social media. It makes you feel good, right? Spread the news. Social media helps disseminate recognition globally. Jump to the bandwagon. Allow others to see who you are recognizing and why. They also send congratulatory notes. Capture the moments with smartphones. Capture photos and videos of recognition events and share them immediately on social media. Right? Join the conversation. Invite employees to give feedback on recognition initiatives. Extend the sense of team. Flexi time and work to home. Also, recognition can reach to all by social media and inspire them team spirit. Make executives more accessible. Easy approach of senior managers through social media. Expand the reach. Right? This is all happening today. I don't need to elaborate to explain this to you. Right? End the flavor of the month. Constant messages and interactivity helps recognition programs throughout the year. Constant, this is subscribe, but at the same time, let there not be a burnout of messages. Let there not be an overdoing of messages. I would always say, keep the messages spaced apart in such a way that one message is digested by the people and they are actually resting, taking it easy, and the second message comes up. Sometimes you find a flood of messages come one after the other. And when there's a crowding of messages, people catch only what they catch, not everything. So the purpose of the message is lost. So make sure that you plan your social media exhibition properly or whatever you want to do there. Say what you mean and mean what you say. Be sincere. Very important, right? Importance of recognition to employees more than pay. Recognition for work is best motivating factor, followed by job security and earnings. Recognition, highest motivator for any age, industry or location. Set and promote top management's attitude for guiding values and ethical culture of the organization. Performance for pay may invite people to exaggerate or falsify measures. Right? Now, what does it mean? I pay, you perform something and I pay money. Now, because the payment is what is in store, I may try to botch up my results. I may try to show something wrong. So as compared to that, when I'm doing something which is of a recognition is very, very abstract. Recognition is very, very coming from the heart. And since it comes from the heart, what happens is it has got a genuinity. Sorry. Suffice it to say that whenever you're putting a pay into picture, people try to manipulate because pay becomes like a tangible reward. Everybody wants to get to that. Sorry. Time to look beyond compensation and benefits. A millennial perspective. The millennials, the youngsters who are working today, who are raring to go, who are the major task force. More than 60% task force in India is the millennials today. Right? Be flexible. Give control to employees. Giving employees the flexibility to adjust their schedules for family commitments, Working from home or spending time on special projects encourages a positive, engaged workforce. Develop HR in your organization. HR touches every employee on matters critical, important to them, and how they expect someone to be professional, knowledgeable, solid resource for their well-being throughout the employment. Developing HR means let the HR do a lot of employee engagement functions. Millennials expect that. Millennials need that. Right? Create a strong reward system. Reward systems don't have to cost a lot of money. If an employee offers new ideas or innovative process improvements, a simple thank you goes a long way. We already spoke about it in the earlier chapter. Boost innovation at all levels. One of the most powerful things a company can do is to build a culture of innovation, is to encourage employees to make suggestions or step away from the status quo of their positions without fear of retaliation or consequences for failure. A company that supports innovation, a company that looks at a failure of an innovation as an investment to learn something new, and who makes it non-threatening type of a culture so that the employees can experiment, innovate, and come out with something new and grow. Making a mistake is no more a sin in corporates, good corporates. Making a mistake, being very careful is not those things which people are valuing anymore today. It was not so earlier, right? Cultivate diversity and inclusion. Great companies take full advantage of talents, backgrounds, experience, and attitudes of their workers, regardless of their sex, age, race, or sexual orientation. A very wide variety of nationalities work in IT company, different nationalities from different countries, different age groups, different types of professions, all coming together. It is an inclusiveness, we call it. Although they are all diverse, they are all included as one, and they are all interacting and learning from each other, cross-learning. At the same time, they build a very, very strong global culture, right? Keep pace with trends. Whatever is happening, trends, just keep pace with that. Social responsibility is woven into how they view employment. They look at the employment as not just an employment in a company just because they're paying you money, but it's a social responsibility. Meaning that when I'm into employment, I have a role to play in society to contribute to society. Not monetary contribution, but I, being a good corporate citizen, I need to be a good citizen on the streets as well. So there's a social responsibility which is also being imbibed by many. This is what the millennials are actually looking for. You can see that actually, right? Focus on culture. Company culture can make or break a company. Set the tone as a leader. Employees take their cues from the most visible person in the company, usually the owner, CEO, or the founder. So there is something called a role model. And they people do what you do. People don't do what you say. Remember this. So if the CEO or the head of the company is doing something and he's saying something else, people don't listen to what he says. They actually do what he does. And that way the CEO has to be an inspirational leader. He must be a role model for others. These millennials look for that, right? Empower your team with technology. Technology is high on the checklist for your existing teams and top-level jobs. Obviously, millennials are highly tech-savvy and everything should be tech-based, right? Hire and keep the best. Without question, people are the number one thing that makes a company great. Strategic rewards impacted by industry disruptions. Some illustrations. What do you mean by disruption? A disruption means something is going and there's a shake-up and changes take place. When the changes take place, something better comes up. So there's a particular terminology called disruptive innovation. You must have heard about it. So innovation takes place by changing all the rules of what is existing. The pen drive is a typical example of a disruptive innovation in terms of a tiny product. From a round storage device, which was floppy disk and other magnetic storage, it came to a small device called a pen drive. Totally nobody expected that shape, but it came up. Right? Media, starting from the beginning, hospitality and tourism industry disrupted by the likes of Airbnb. So hospitality tourism industry has gone through transformation by the advent of this lovely company called Airbnb. Many of us use this when we go to other cities, right? Automobile industry affected by the variety of changes, including automated cars, electric cars, and a growing sharing economy driven by operators like Uber, Ola, and other people, right? That has actually made a major disruption in the whole way of looking at travel, right? Media and communication businesses with the increasing shift towards online platforms and consumer-generated content. So media and communication used to be centered with the corporate. Now, since the social media has become very popular, everybody is able to generate some content and the interactivity has increased and there's a lot of autonomy and if you use it, responsibility, right? Health-related business with dramatic changes in funding models and legislation, financial services through deregulation, aggregators and online services, right? I think there's a mix-up between the earlier slide and this slide. Now, aggregators and online services is for the health-related business, right? Retail world, challenged by cheap imports and online competitors. Cheap imports, we know the country which does all the cheap imports from where we get it. So, those are actually challenging the retail world in the country where we belong, right? And that's the end of this short session, okay? And I want you to remember one thing, that whenever you're talking about rewards, go along creating reward systems in a very creative way, customizing it to the needs of individual employees of your company. The younger the generation working in your organization, you must be very creative in giving them rewards because they get bored very fast. They have a different type of work schedule and thinking. So we must learn to understand their mind and go along and give them the type of incentives and reward systems which will sustain them in the company. Sustaining a younger person in a company today is the biggest challenge. No point in blaming them, but we must understand what they want, and if you give it to them, that's where the reward systems have to be innovatively designed. Okay, friends, thank you very much.